Hey there, welcome to the program. Gary Zimak here, and I'm very excited because we enter into the next phase of our preparation for total consecration after having completed the first 12 days. And again, I'm going to say congratulations. Great job. You got through the first phase of our preparation for total consecration. After completing the 12 days devoted to acknowledging the spirit of the world's influence on us and trying to rid ourselves of the spirit of the world, now it's time to move on. Now, I want to reiterate, I said this before, and you're going to hear me say this a lot, because part of my role in leading this total consecration preparation is to be your coach and to be a cheerleader a little bit. So I'm going to try to keep you going even when you might be too hard on yourself. I fully expect that many people, after going through the first 12 days, will say, I didn't do a good enough job. I am still affected by the spirit of the world. Guess what? You're always going to be. All we're trying to do is do the best we can. Don't start second-guessing the Holy Spirit. That's when we start to get into trouble. Let's let the Holy Spirit do his thing. You're trying your best to rid yourself of the spirit of the world. Ignore the ideas that you're not doing a good enough job. All you can do is the best you can. You're here every day. You're asking the Holy Spirit for help. And even if you missed a couple days, keep going forward. You don't want to stop for the wrong reasons. And as I've said before, I'm not coercing you. I'm not going to force you to do anything. But I don't want you to quit for the wrong reasons. And one of the problems that we encounter when we do something like this is that we take things into our own hands and we think this is all up to us. I've got to do this. The problem is me. Guess what? You know what that is, don't you? That's pride. Even doing something like this, you can be proud. When you refuse to acknowledge that it's not you driving this ship here, this is the Holy Spirit. We got to let him do his thing. So you did your best to get through the 12 days. Today, whether you feel ready or not, we're going to start the next phase of this preparation period. This phase is dedicated to self-knowledge, knowledge of self. You're going to get to know yourself really well over the next 7 days. Will it be painful at times? You bet it will be. But that's good, because we want to figure these things out while we still have time to correct them. One of the reasons we're making total consecration of our lives to Jesus through Mary is so that we can become saints. That's what we're trying to do. And by ourselves, we're not doing a good job. We can't do a good job. We need extra help. So that's why you're here. If you start to feel, especially as we go through the next 7 days, like you're a big sinner, well, guess what? We all are big sinners. It's okay. That's exactly what you're supposed to feel. We want to look at ourselves realistically, see an accurate picture of ourselves. So here's what will happen. Beginning today and for the next 7 days, remember, we go right through the weekends for this 33-day period. For the next 7 days, we will focus on getting to know ourselves. After that, beginning next Friday, we'll spend a week devoted to studying the Blessed Mother, getting to know the Blessed Mother better. The following Friday, which is September the 30th, we'll begin a week devoted to knowledge of Jesus Christ. And then on October the 7th, the big day arrives, and that's on a Friday as well. We will make or renew our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. So that's what you can expect in the weeks to come. Continue to take it one day at a time. Let me know if you have any questions. I thank you for your questions. I'm trying to get back to you as soon as I can. It has been a bit hectic for the past couple of weeks. I've been on the road and had some other things to take care of, so it's a little tough getting the shows done and answering all your questions. I'm trying to do my best. Please be patient. And if you don't hear from me, for whatever reason, if your email slips through the cracks, don't ever hesitate to write back to me. I will not get offended. And I just hope you don't get offended. It's not intentional. Sometimes that does happen. I try my best. But guess what? I mess up sometimes. So thanks for your patience. And thanks for your prayers. Thanks for your support. Thank you for participating. It means a lot. I'm looking at the numbers. We got good numbers here. We got several hundred people participating in this total consecration preparation. Praise the Lord for that. What a great thing. What a great opportunity to be able to do this in a podcast. And you don't even have to leave your home. I get to have access to so many individuals who are interested in doing this, and I don't even have to leave my home. That's pretty cool, isn't it? So again, thank you for your participation. If you have any questions, let me know. My email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. Today we will begin with our usual prayers, but the material that I'll be using today will be coming from the book Preparation for Total Consecration to Jesus Through Mary, According to St. Louis de Montfort, by Father Hugh Gillespie. Father Gillespie is a Montfortian priest, and he goes around the country leading people through total consecration. It's a good book. He knows what he's talking about. We're going to use his book for the introduction today on the week that we're about to begin, the week devoted to knowledge of self. We'll give you some of his ideas. And he quotes St. Louis de Montfort extensively. And then we'll go into a little bit of a meditation for today as well. So we got lots of good stuff planned. Why don't we begin as we usually do with our opening prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord, amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And St. Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Have to take a quick sip of my beverage du jour. I've been sticking with the water with some lemon in it. That has been my old faithful beverage throughout the years. This is the one I go to more often than not. You know what I need to do, though? I need to order some Mystic Monk coffee. My supply has run out. And I'm one of those guys that no matter how warm it is, I can drink coffee. So I drink coffee in the summer as well as the winter. I don't know about you, but if you're looking for some great coffee, check out the fine products available from Mystic Monk Coffee. You can find them on followingthetruth.com, which is my website. All right, here we go. Knowledge of self. As we kick off this 7-day period devoted to understanding ourself, you know, the way St. Louis de Montfort lays this out, the first 12 days is devoted to recognizing that we're affected by the spirit of the world. And then he wants us to look at ourselves. These are two areas that we often neglect. We can ignore the world thinking, no, I'm strong enough. The world's not going to tempt me. The world's not that big of an influence. It's too weird if we think all the time that the world is influencing us. I don't want to be weird. Guess what? The world is influencing you. And guess what? You're a sinner. So am I. And please, don't take that the wrong way. We just have to accept that. That's not meant to put anybody down. That's not designed to make you feel worthless. It's meant to have you look at yourself realistically. And, you know, either way we go, we can take it to the extreme and say, I'm such a sinner. I'm a loser. I'm never going to get better. I can never make it to heaven. Well, that's wrong, because that is, believe it or not, that's an example of pride. We're saying, I'm not good enough to do anything. And God, well, we're basically saying that even if God helps me, I'm still not good enough because I'm not worthy. Yeah, well, guess what? None of us are worthy. But with God's help, you and I, we can make it to heaven. And the other opposite extreme that we can take, rather than feeling I'm worthless, is to get a little bit cocky about it and think, well, yeah, I know all this stuff. The world doesn't influence me. I'm okay. I don't need all these extra prayers. Well, guess what? When you start having a mentality like that, and this is my tendency, I tend to get like that, you're going to be in for a rude awakening. We don't want to go there. We want to always acknowledge that even though we think we can't ever commit that sin again, whatever that sin is that we've struggled with and we think we've gotten past it, the minute you start thinking like that, you are really setting yourself up. So we want to be careful and acknowledge that we definitely need the Lord's help in our life. Because if we forget that, he's going to remind us. And it's not always that pretty of an experience, if you know what I'm saying. So let's listen to what Father Hugh Gillespie has to say about the grace of self-knowledge. Father de Montfort writes that during this week, those who seek to be filled with the Spirit of Jesus should offer up all their prayers and acts of devotion to acquire knowledge of themselves and sorrow for our sins. So that's the objective. We're trying to acquire knowledge of ourselves and acquire greater sorrow for our sins. I think that's a problem sometimes. We sin and we don't necessarily feel bad about it. Well, that's not something you could force yourself to do. That's a grace that's given to you. And we need that grace to feel bad for our sins. Not so that we become hopeless or fall into despair, but so that we resolve to do better. Having struggled against the spirit of the world for 12 days, we come to the realization that the spirit of the world is not only self-centered, it is self-deceiving. In turning away from the Lord, the worldly spirit founds its life upon the lie of its false and complacent self-sufficiency and seeks to order all things in terms of its self-indulgence. In refusing to know the Lord, the worldly spirit is incapable of knowing the truth about itself. This is why the step of self-knowledge follows necessarily upon a turning away from the spirit of the world, and also why the first 12 days are so necessary for this process. Only now can we begin to come to terms with the truth of ourselves. True self-knowledge is not a thing that is easily obtained, nor can it be obtained solely through our own efforts. It is a gift from God, a grace so important that Father de Montfort calls it that great grace which is the foundation of all others. So true self-knowledge, knowledge of ourselves, seeing ourselves as we really are, is a grace. And we pray as we go through this week, you know, we always open up with a prayer to the Holy Spirit, and we pray that the Holy Spirit can guide us and help us to see what we really look like, to see the fact that we are sinners, to see the fact that we're weak, to see the fact that we love comfort. You know, a lot of people go through life ignoring this. It's a great blessing to be able to recognize this, because until you understand that it's a problem, you are not going to be able to do anything about it. And we see that in the world. We see so many people in denial of the fact that they need the Lord and that they have problems and that they have issues. So we want to understand. We want that grace to be able to say, hey, I see what I'm doing wrong. Now, Lord, please help me. And this is where the Blessed Mother can help us after we make our total consecration. Father Gillespie goes on to say, humility is the key to this step. Coming to terms with who we truly are requires that we recognize, as we will endeavor to do this week, that none of us is the owner and master of his life. Whether one is willing to admit so or not does not change the fundamental reality that each of us belongs to Almighty God, and that is that it is to God that we are accountable, for the life we have been given. So let's pause and think about that for a minute. You and I belong to God. We were put on this earth, we were created by the Lord, and we're accountable to Him. When we die, we're going to be judged. Whether we like it or not, we are going to be judged. And we'll have to stand before God as He goes through. I mean, I can say we're going to have to give an account of our life to Him. He already knows the details. And you know, it's not going to be the time for excuse making. It's going to be the time for being realistic. And that's what we're called to do. We're called to be realistic. Look at our life. Either we conformed with God's law or we didn't. The reason we're doing this, and this is such a blessing, that we are still alive right now, we can change the way things are. If I'm doing something bad in my life, I can fix it. Once I die, it'll be too late. You see, so this is why it's so important for us to understand that we're not living just for ourselves. The Lord put us here for a reason, and specifically, He gave you a job to do today. He wants you to know Him, to love Him, to serve Him today. Sometimes we're so focused on the future and about things that might happen that we ignore today. We don't want to ignore today because today is all we have. Baptized into the dying and rising of Jesus, given a share in His life, the Christian belongs more fully and intimately to the Almighty than any other. This, too, is the reality of our lives. There is a fundamental greatness about us that Father de Montfort would have us recognize, a greatness that has nothing to do with our talents or merits or accomplishments, but that is a divine gift. Recognizing this gift in all of its greatness, however, should humble us with the additional recognition of how easily and often we allow the power of sin to rob us of our full dignity. St. Louis de Montfort would have us beg the Lord and His Holy Spirit to teach us three things about ourselves this week. Now let's talk about these three things that St. Louis de Montfort would have us learn about ourselves this week through the Holy Spirit. Number one, the life of holiness to which we are called as a result of our belonging completely to Jesus Christ. You are called to be holy. You are called to be a saint one day. That's what you're called to be. We can't ignore that. That's why you were created. You were not created just to have a good time and try to be an okay person in this life. You were created to be a great saint who lives in heaven with the Lord. That's what you were called to be. Now, do you need help? Sure. That's why we're making this total consecration. Number two, the extent to which we are unable, due to sinfulness, weakness, and inconstancy, to fully and authentically live this life of holiness by our own efforts. You know how many times you have failed. You know how many times you have sinned. I am a tremendous sinner, and I've got a real problem there, and I am trying to recognize it more. We understand, by trying to be nice to that person that we just can't be nice to, how we can't do this on our own. We can't just tough it out and muscle through this life determined to never sin. We need the grace that the Lord gives us. And that's what we're going to look at this week. You know, this is not a bad news week. Yeah, we're going to look at the fact that we're sinners and we are all prone to sinfulness and we all fall several times each day. But that's not the end of the story. The Lord wants to help us. The Blessed Mother wants to draw us closer to the Lord and to the Holy Spirit and to help us to become better, to become holy, and one day to be able to live in heaven. That's why we turn to her and ask for this help during total consecration. Finally, the third thing St. Louis de Montfort wants us to realize is that we need help to live the life of grace. And I think that's obvious. We need help because after we go through this week, we're going to recognize, listen, I don't want you to get too hung up about this week and about how painful it will be and how tough it will be to recognize that you're a sinner. Always remember that this is all about asking for help. You're not called to do this on your own. We have to look at these things. We have to look at our weaknesses so that we'll better appreciate the fact that we need help. And that's what this week is all about. So we're looking at ourselves, getting a realistic picture of who we are and where we stand, and the fact that we're baptized into the dying and rising of Christ. Now, with that in mind, let's go into the first meditation for today from Father Hugh Gillespie. We're going to look at a reading from the St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 3 through 11. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 11. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the sinful body might be destroyed, and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. For we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. What's the problem? The problem is we still fall into sin more often than we would like. So what do we do? This is the first reason that we want to participate in this total consecration to Jesus through Mary, we're just not doing a very good job. And you know what? It's perfectly okay to admit it. Here's the thing that I would say. Now, I don't know what it's going to go like at your judgment day. I can't say that it's going to be a give and take. The Lord's going to say something. But knowing myself, I'm probably going to be giving him excuses, even though he knows everything. See, right now, I can, if I'm trying to weasel out of something, I can make excuses up. I could try to offer excuses for why I did what I did. And in fact, sometimes in confession, I'll do that. I'll say, well, I wasn't nice to this person, but the reason was because they really pushed me, and you know, I should, and we got, and a lot of us tend to do that. That's a very common problem in the confessional, as opposed to just saying, here's what I did. No explanation. We almost feel the need sometimes to explain why we did what we did in confession. And again, that's pride rearing its ugly head, because when we get too proud, we start to think, well, you know, I did this, but let me explain, because I don't want to make myself look too bad while I'm confessing my sins, right? So that's that tendency that we have. But I don't know what the give and take will be like when we're judged, but I can see myself trying to justify why I wasn't nice to people, why I always wanted to get the last word in, why I wanted to hoard my money instead of contributing to charities, why I didn't want to pray. Instead, I wanted to do something that I like, you know, and so many things. I hope I don't do that, but I tend to be a bit of an excuse maker sometimes. And that's one of the things we'll have to remember. So while I don't know what the give and take will be like at judgment, I do know that we will have to give an account of our lives to the Lord. And remember, he knows everything. So you can't fake him out. You can't fool him. You can't try to sweet talk him. On the other hand, now's your chance. Now's all of our chance. Now's our chance to become better. Not by ourselves. Not by really gritting our teeth and holding our breath and just trying to be good. But by dropping on our knees and pleading for the Lord's mercy. We're in the year of mercy. So this is a great time for us to say, Lord, I can't do this. I love you enough that I want to do it. I want to become holy. I don't want to commit all these sins. Please help me. That's what we're doing with total consecration. Now, here's a little excerpt from St. Louis de Montfort's book, True Devotion to Mary. And here's what he said. Men, says St. Thomas, vow in baptism to renounce the devil and all his seductions. And by the way, I just want to add that you or your godparents vowed this for you when you were baptized, and every year on Easter Sunday we renew our baptismal promises. So you are promising to renounce the devil and all his seductions. How are you doing? Probably not that good, right? Every time you sin, you're not doing good with it. Another reason why we're going through with this. All right, back to St. Louis. This vow, says St. Augustine, is the greatest and most indispensable of all vows. Canon law experts say the same thing. The vow we make at baptism is the most important of all vows. But does anyone keep this great vow? Does anyone fulfill the promises of baptism faithfully? Is it not true that nearly all Christians prove unfaithful to the promises made to Jesus in baptism? Where does this universal failure come from, if not from man's habitual forgetfulness of the promises and responsibilities of baptism, and from the fact that scarcely anyone makes a personal ratification of the contract made with God through his sponsors? It's time to take our baptismal promises seriously. And really, one of the explanations for total consecration is that it's a better way, a way to better live out our baptismal promises. That's exactly what we're trying to do. So congratulations. You're taking this vow or this promise seriously. This promise to renounce Satan and all his works. You're taking it seriously because you're recognizing that you need help. You can't do this on your own. Because honestly, sin is very attractive. If sin wasn't attractive, we wouldn't sin. We don't like to do things that are unpleasant. Sin seems good. At the time, it's like, yeah, I want this. I'm going to do this. But sin's ugly, but it appears attractive. So anyway, let's consider these questions with regard to what we're talking about today, the renunciation of Satan, better living out our baptismal promises, and as we enter into this week devoted to getting to know ourselves better. Father Gillespie says, what is the vow we make in baptism? Are you conscious in your daily living of the importance of keeping this great promise? And of course, the vow he's talking about is to renounce the devil and all of his seductions. In your life, do you have difficulty in being faithful to your commitments or in keeping the promises you make? And we're not just talking about the baptismal promises, but how about in general? Do you have trouble sticking to the promises you make? You know, I'm going to give up candy for Lent, and then 2 weeks in, I'm already wavering. I'm going to pray every day, but, you know, I'm busy tonight, so I'll skip one day. These kinds of things. And be honest with yourself. Are you, in general, somebody who struggles with things like that? I am. I very much am. Does making and keeping a permanent commitment frighten you? We are 20-some days away from making our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. As we get closer, does making that permanent commitment scare you? Now remember, I always like to call attention to the fact you could rescind it, but you're going into this with the intent of going through with it. I mean, you want to go into this not with the intent of, I can quit this if I want. You want to be serious. You want to say yes or no. I'm either willing to trust you, Blessed Mother, to make me into a saint, or I don't trust you. And that's why you have 33 days to think about it. A lot of these meditations are designed to help you realize just how much you need this. St. Louis de Montfort wasn't stupid when he planned this out, because he knows as we spend a week looking at ourselves, we're going to realize, oh boy, do I ever need this. So take a look at your feeling about commitments. Do commitments bother you? If so, continue to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. This is a good commitment, but it is a commitment nonetheless. You're telling Mary, go ahead, you have my permission. Turn me into a saint. Blessed Mother, I don't care what has to be done. I want it, and I want it badly. You know, you got to really want it in order to make this commitment. How bad do you want to live in heaven? Remember the alternative, by the way. If you don't make it to heaven, you're in hell for all eternity. So we can't, we have to address this. We really have to think about this. Purgatory is temporary. Purgatory is a purification process. It occurs, but if you're being purified in that way, if you're in purgatory, you will get to heaven. But if you don't make it to heaven, the only alternative is hell. I know you don't want that. I know you want to be in heaven, and that's where God wants you to. So you're on the right track. Keep up the good work. Let's close today with Jesus living in Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus living in Mary, come and live in your servant. In the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries. Subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. Now remember, today is Friday. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to strongly consider going to confession tomorrow. Okay? We're going to mention this again. St. Louis really wants us to go to confession, especially before you make your total consecration. I'm saying, I'm going to challenge you. Consider strongly going to confession tomorrow. We can make a lot of excuses, but a lot of churches have confession on Saturday. Please, try to get to confession. Okay? Going to help you tremendously. Now remember, we will be on the air tomorrow and Sunday. We go straight through during this 33-day period. If you have any questions, gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Hey, you know what? You're fantastic. Thanks for going along with this, for being on the ride with me. This is going to be tremendous. It really is. God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow.